In the year 1914, some British people took an executive action in Albert Hall. Albert Hall was the where you had foreign office. They said there shall be an amalgamation of the northern and southern protectorates and the colony of Lagos. Amen. A few days ago, I was in Badagry. Badagry was the first place Christianity came into this land. We actually entered the first story building where they lived, where they preached the first gospel. Hallelujah. It happened to be a slave port. Anyway, that in the year 1984, it was 70 years, a group of Christians, I couldn't be there, but a group of brethren gathered in Ife, of Ife, and made a covenant over this land called Nigeria. Hallelujah. Before that time, there was a brother, Brother Elton, we talk about him, you know. God had sent him, and he began to speak about Nigeria. Nigeria, if you take Africa, Africa is like a gun. When you flip it, and you hold it, all right, the point of it is, you know, Cape Town is like the nozzle, is like the mouth. And then the end of it is like you hold it. Now, the trigger is where? The trigger is Port Harcourt. Oh, yes, believe me. The trigger is Numuebule. I don't know if you understand. That's where the trigger is. And God said he was going to shoot. There's a light coming forth. That line, you know, was seen by many people to radiate from Port Harcourt to different parts of Nigeria. And as the land landed in Nigeria, it exploded all over Africa and to the rest of the world. Now, those chaps in APC and PDP and whatever their name, they don't know this, but I know. Amen. So they are biting more than they can chew. Hallelujah. There is a commission on us, on this land, to be a light and to disseminate the light to the rest of the world. Hallelujah. And there are some conditions we need to help us do that. And there is no devil in hell that can turn it around. They can try. We didn't say they cannot try. Bible says they shall gather together. Isn't that also what they said? But they shall be broken. You say gather together, come together, but you will surely be broken. That is the prophetic declaration. Hallelujah. And this morning we have said, for hell will not swallow us. Come 2019. When you stand up in the morning, prophesy. Don't say Nigeria will never work. Do you know what you're saying? Hallelujah. It must work. Because there is a prophetic purpose. Hallelujah. Don't say it because you're an Igbo man or you're from somewhere. Make a prophetic declaration. Hallelujah. Because the Lord has spoken and given a commandment. Hallelujah. In this camp, one of the things we are supposed to do was this, what I've done now. But I'm just, this is part of it. But we are still going to come to it on a much more larger scale. Praise God. You know, the leading of the Spirit is so beautiful. You know, Brassens used to say, the will of God is so easy. How can this man say, I'm struggling to obey God? He said, the will of God is so easy. You know, this morning, Brother Eze had just done something. I didn't talk with you, but what I have is just a continuation of what he has. Last night I was here and I got a word. I was saying, yeah, if I break this word down, it's different from all the things, you know, I've been talking about. You know, so I just went to God. And then this morning, I said, God, if you want me to bring that word, bring encouragement. Hallelujah. And when he started, I said, my wife, well, that's the confirmation of the word. This morning, I want to talk about faith. Do you talk about faith in your conferences? But this morning, we are going to talk about faith. Amen. Because we need faith to climb. You see, this mountain, the thing is high and steep. We need faith. And some of us, part of what is the hindrance we have is faith. Unbelief. You know, God is speaking and saying, these things, can I? Do you know why? There's a young lady called Mary. Mary is a church, is it not? One angel came and said, what? Hail, hey. Hail, that are highly favored. Say, where is that one coming from? She couldn't understand it. Hallelujah. That shall be with child. Child, no husband, child. Hallelujah. Amen. So, but she says, let it be unto me according to your word. So, the things that the Lord is saying to us, may God give us the strength to say, let it be according to us. Let it be done unto us according to the word. Now, I'm going to knock it down. Really knock it down as much as possible. Because it's something that we are supposed to do. The Bible says, the just shall do what? Live by faith. There's no one of us who can enter into what God is saying without faith. Do you know why? For without faith is what? Impossible. Some of us, because the devil has gone ahead, they have so magnified the negative aspect of faith. Some of us are discouraged. Say, faith, say, no, it's not for us. Faith is for us. Hallelujah. Because without faith, it is what? Impossible. Hallelujah. Last night, when the brother was ministering, I saw something. And I'm telling you, we are on a different trajectory. Hallelujah. Things are changing and will change. I'm just going to look at a few scriptures. I know that you may be feeling a bit tired in your body, but receive life. To rise into the world, because I've been looking at some practical principles that will help us. We're going to read Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1 turned my life around. Young man, got born again in 19... Should I say? In 1977. I don't know how many people were born by that time. Well, I was born again in 1977, young man. I just finished... it was a class from 5 that time, Government College. And I had participated in Expo 77. That was the highest Expo in Nigeria. This is what people are doing. Expo 77 was it. Amen. Oh my God. In the midst of all that situation, God visited me and I got born again. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyway, So I was a young boy in government college, and I had got born again, and the whole world was against me. I was suffering, struggling. All my friends were going to parties, Obina, all of them, they were just running around. And every day I would carry my Bible. Why did I go to party? I was going to fellowship. So I was complaining in my heart, suffering, grumbling. This Christian road is so hard, so difficult. Oh my God. I was just, my head was in the mud. Hallelujah. Then I saw Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. Hallelujah. And my life turned around. Okay, sit there. Amen. So let's read it. Because it's a life story. It's not theory. I saw something. And we have not looked back since that day. Amen. Hallelujah. Say that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, and what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. Where I'm going to is actually verse 19. I'm sure you know 17 and 18, but because the topic of what I'm talking about is exercising the power of Christ. Amen. For long we have been running. No more running. Amen. God says, stop, face the devil. Hallelujah. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power to us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand. Where? In the heavenly places. Are you looking at that verse 21? What does it say? Far above all princes and powers and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that. Do you understand what he's talking about? That is a lot of power. It's a lot of power. Hallelujah. It didn't stop there. And have put all things under what? His feet. And what else? And gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is what? His body. The fullness of Him that filleth all and all. Thursday night, we were talking about the garment, the hem of His garment. Amen. The bear, the oil is on the head, runs through the bear, is it not? Going down His body. Hallelujah. This is the body. The same scripture, the same scripture, but in a different setting. That day, I was reading a book written by Kenny Hagin. What's the name of that book again? I think The Power of the Believer. I can't quite remember. It's a light blue color book. Somebody gave it to me. You know, on my bed, my life turned around. Hallelujah. And all the complaining, suffering, you know, it was like I was set free. Amen. I don't know how it is for some of us. If you have come to that liberty. The Bible says that He has given to us. Are you hearing me? Parents, listen to me. You may be a father, but you may not have influence over your children. There is something you need to do to give you that authority to influence them. Hallelujah. Brother Sam, that is for you. Amen. Amen. But let's go back to where we were. We are talking about, my job here is to talk about the power of Christ. To try to magnify it in your heart. So that when you see the devil, you say, my friend, you are not going anywhere. I did can't be. Amen. The Bible says that the devils believe in God and they do what? Tremble. That's James 2:19. Hallelujah. We are talking about a power that even the devils know and they tremble. So the devil is not going to, let me mention it, hell and grave will not shake me. Okay, you are free. You don't want to say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We are going somewhere where hell and grave. Say, for hell will not hold me captive. For grave itself has no rule over me. Amen. We are going there, and we are there already. Amen. And you know, this morning, you know, Jesus went to hell, is he not? He hasn't stopped going there. He's still coming. He's looking for those who are in hell to raise them up. Hallelujah. That power on that day of the cross is still here today. If you are ready, he will carry you out of hell, out of your hell. Amen. Some of us are anointed of God in this room, but you are held captive by desires. You want to be this, you want to be that. Let me tell you a story. I was listening to Derek Prince. He told a story. He had a brother. His brother became a medical doctor. If you've listened to Derek Prince, you know this is the best of the best. King's College. He became a fellow of Prince King's College at 26. Age 26, he was already a fellow of King's College. So we're not talking about just riffraff. Amen. The best of the best. God called him to go and preach the gospel. He told his brother, he said, no, I want to make myself a name. Hallelujah. You have such an opportunity, you want to go and preach. What a waste. What? Okay, sorry, David Livingstone. Sorry, Derek Prince was talking about David Livingstone. Sorry, not Derek Prince. His brother became, that's the brother of David Livingstone, became a famous doctor. But you know what? When you go to the book, Encyclopedia Britannica, that is where it is happening. His brother has only one sentence, or just paragraph. He says, this is so and so, the brother of David Livingstone. David Livingstone himself has 16 paragraphs. Are you listening to me? You want to make a name? No problem. But let God make a name for you. Hallelujah. 16 paragraphs. Talking about David Livingstone. Hallelujah. So we are talking about authority, you know, and power that you have in Christ. Hallelujah. So I'm going to define, I'm going to write something. So I won't clean this because Brother Eze said we should make sure we leave a picture of the tabernacle. So I'll do that. So we have power, life, grave, and death. The things we are afraid of, well, they are being demystified. Amen. And there's a man that did it. Jesus is his name. Amen. And then we will talk about faith. Faith has, according to Hebrews 11, has three elements. The first one is what? Substance. Second one is what? Evidence. What's the third one? Sin. Amen. So there are three things. According to that scripture. So can we see it? Hebrews 11. We'll come back to Ephesians. He said, now, faith is what? The substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Amen. So those are the three things I want to, of course, you may see other things, but I want to focus on those three things. Now, let's take the first one, substance. Substance. What is a substance? Substance in chemistry means what and what and what. Sister Bosse will tell us. What does substance mean? Hallelujah. But in the Greek, there are two words in that place. Sub and stands. The Greek word says hypostasis. So let's break it up. Hypostasia. Any medical person in this room, whether pharmacy or whatever, you know, already know where I'm going to. Hupo means under. It means now when you say under, it means basis, the foundation. The basis, the foundation. Hallelujah. Let me read it a bit. It means basis, foundation. The builders will tell you what? Substructure. This building has a what? Has a substructure. If you ask Brother Huber and Sister Domo, they will tell you they spend more money on the what? Foundation. Than on this thing you're seeing here, wall, very cheap. The walls are very cheap. Where the money is this one, the pillars. This pillar is not only here, it goes real deep down. Amen. So, what he's telling, what is he saying? He said that faith, your faith must have a what? Do your leg like this. Brother, do your leg like this. Your faith must have what? Must have a foundation. Why are you in this room today? You must have what? You must have a hoopoe. Foundation. Sure. Amen. And the foundation must be firm. You use the word. It must be what? Strong. It must be fixed. Hallelujah. So if you are going to rebuke a devil, what is your... What is your hypostasis for rebuking the devil? Do you have it? Okay, they say, Paul has foundation. Jesus, we met him in Calvary and he came to hell. That man is a wicked man. We shall not go near him. But, okay. Who are you? Before he could talk, that was the end. He was running. Amen. Don't, because somebody says lose, you start saying lose. What is your hoopo starts for saying lose? Amen. Hallelujah. Faith must have hoopo star. Amen. You saw one girl walking on the road. Say, I will marry the girl. Really? What is your Bremeka? What is your Hupo stars? Amen. So say, beauty is what? Vain. What's the number? If it is something, it is useful. But the hypostasis is what? The woman that feared the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says a man's life does not consist in the abundance. I have 10 million naira, so what? I have 100 million naira, so what? The devil says, so what? When hypertension comes, when you book to see a doctor in Mayo Clinic, that 100 million is gone now. Mayo Clinic. That's before you pay to get a card in Mayo Clinic. Your 100 million is gone. Mayo Clinic, one of the best hospitals in Houston. Amen. Or Cancer Land. You see, let us carry him to MD Anderson. That's the top, the highest. When you go there, you wait on the line for 1 year to get appointment. So your 100 million cannot get you appointment to see the doctor in MD Anderson. And the cancer is increasing every day. Do you understand? A man's life does not what? Depend. That's the 100 million has no hoopo stasis. Hallelujah. Amen. Now let's look at the other one. The second part of that word, stasia. When you say something is static, what does that mean? You are static. You are established. You are fixed. Amen. So when you say faith is what? The substance, something fixed, something established. Amen. You see him, you have seen it. Hallelujah. So that is faith, brethren. Hallelujah. That is faith. Let me read other aspects of faith. Means to continue on a safe and sound foundation on hand. That's somebody standing on a safe foundation and he continues to stand on it on hand. Hallelujah. Amen. It means to uphold. It means to support. It means an assurance. It means a confidence, to have confidence. In fact, somebody says faith is to have a mentality of a substructure. Let me explain that one. That's, you have a mentality of a substructure. So people are sleeping very comfortably. If you know anybody like that, just touch them. Amen. There is somebody in front of me who is sleeping very comfortably. Just wake up the person. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's see 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 16. That is the mentality we must have. If you have that mentality, cancer, hypertension will go out of the window. You didn't say amen. That's the substructure. This one. When they tell you, you went to a cab meeting, what did you get? They told us about substructure. That is substructure. The hypostasis. What does it say? Yeah. Which kind of, okay, you want to give me Italina, okay. Just blow it up. Huh? Verse 18. You know, highlight and then magnify it. You say, why we look not at the things which appear? 2 Corinthians 4:16. Why we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are. So what's the substructure? The substructure are the things you are not seeing. That's faith. If in your life you only respond to the things you feel in your body, that means your attitude is what? They're not walking by faith. Amen. Now, somebody says, I have headache. Say, I don't have headache. Well, we will accept it, but it's not completely true. I have headache. It is working. I know the causes of headache, how to heal it. But you see, that headache I'm seeing is temporal. I see it, I recognize it, I can drip Panadol to temporarily remove it. But the substructure of the headache, I will deal with it. Amen. So now somebody saying faith means I don't have headache. No, you have headache. Amen. Say amen now. Amen. If your faith cannot carry you, go and get Panadol. That's the name. Take Panadol. But the Panadol is not the ultimate. I will take the Panadol until I can catch a brother who, I say, brother, pray for me. Now he understands that I'm not talking about the physical. I want the origin of that headache. Amen. The substructure. Hallelujah. Cancer, hypertension, whatever, is in the body. And it's working. Amen. Now, the Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. That is not the substructure. That is the superstructure. Isn't it not so? This end, isn't it not so? Say praise the Lord. He's a builder, brother. Amen. It's called superstructure. You see with your eyes. Amen. But underneath is a spirit of infirmity. Hallelujah. Many are the spirits that are causing infirmity. Hallelujah. There are afflictions. Hallelujah. But the Bible says God will deliver us from every one of those afflictions. But you know, it is a reaction. We are reacting. The church has been reacting, brethren. Say amen now. We have been in the place where we are reacting. There are spirits, local spirits, running around, knocking heads, doing this, afflicting body. Sometimes we look at the affliction, we doubt God. And our faith is weak. Hallelujah. What we are saying is that there are two dimensions. There is the natural, and there is the spiritual. Amen. I'm not feeling your strength. Amen. Hallelujah. There are two parts. Please, this is really important. This is really important. Hallelujah. This is really important. Let me leave this faith thing and go here. I'll come back to faith. So, we are talking about life. There is physical life and there is spiritual life. Please, I really beg you, try and keep alive. Because this is substance. The same thing with power. There is what? Physical power. And there is what? Spiritual. There is spiritual power. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, if you look around you, you will see the physical world. But there is also the spiritual world. There is the spiritual dimension. Hallelujah. Now, the physical world has its power. After this camp meeting, when you go outside, there are many things working. There are kidnappings, there are accidents, there are pressures, you know, things working that you are going to run into them. You have to eat food, you have to go to work. You know, those are things that are happening in the physical world. Or you are going to go to school, you are a student. A student, you must read, you must go to lectures, you know the life of a student. Now, if you just limit your Christianity to just the things, the natural, physical things you are doing, it means that you don't have faith. Amen. It's like a chaff. When the wind comes, what will happen? You blow it away. All right, let me illustrate it with a scripture. I think it's Matthew 6, the end point. No, I think it's 5, 6. Matthew 7, I think the last scriptures. Jesus talked about a man that built his house on the rock. And a man that built his house where? On the sand. The sand means no foundation. No substance. No basis. It is everything is physical. If everything about you is physical, 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 there's no life in it. It's just addressing the natural. Amen. Paul said, if in this life we have what? Hope. You have prosperity. You have done good. You know, you have, as far as the world is concerned, you have met all the criteria. We have 30 degrees. But your degrees can never pass some degrees of other people. Why? So there, what's their problem? You have 10, other people have 20. Amen. You have 10 million, other people have 1 billion. Try again. Amen. Anything you have, other people have more. Hallelujah. Bible says, we are of all men what? Most miserable. That is a life given to the flesh, materialism. There is no faith in it. But there is also the spiritual life and power. The spiritual life is called Zoe, God's own kind of life. It's an eternal life. It's an everlasting life. Hallelujah. It doesn't end with this life. The life of God began before God created the world. And at the end of it, it will still continue. It's called everlasting life. Now, the same thing with power. Power is called dunamis. Power in the Greek means dunamis. But you see, there are different types of power. There is a power that brings more power. Okay, there was a man, the first man who invented dynamite. Is it Alfred Nobel, is it not? He invented, he found TNT. TNT is what you have in the dynamite. And he was the one that invented gun that you can kill somebody. In fact, they used to call him Mr. Death, because he was the one that invented it. He said, how can people know me as Mr. Death? So he said, I will do something so that people will remember me for good. That's why he set up the Nobel Prize. Hallelujah. But power that gets power. When a man is a political figure, for as long as he's in power, he can do anybody. He can influence. He can do it. But the day his power ends, he's no longer in power. He's no longer in authority. He's a finished man. That's why the man will contest one. The next one, he goes to something. He wants to continue to be in power. But one day, so and so and so has died. What has happened? His power has come to an end. Hallelujah. So if you look naturally, you want to go with power. It has a limitation already. But there is a power that does not have a limit on it. Hallelujah. And that is the power of God. In fact, it multiplies. It's power that begets power. Hallelujah. Somebody says it is the power of an endless life. So that is the power. So you have physical power, physical life. Physical power, physical life covers everything you have in the world, whether you're a doctor, you're a lawyer, whatever it is. It's all talking about a physical, something that will come and go. The Bible says, what is man? It's like a flower. Amen. It blossoms. Beautiful. You're a young girl. Beautiful. You wake up in the morning and pretty. Oh, fine. And when you're walking, I walk it like this. Boys, look at me. Follow me. I hope you know that is only for 10 years. Okay, maybe from 15 years to 25. If by reason of sophistication, you go to Dubai, use some creams, you can extend it to 30, 35. If you're a super chick, you can reach 40. If you're a diver, 45. If you're a super diver, 50. Which other one do you have? Eh? Shall you? Any other one? So after super diver at 50. Okay, you are amazing. 55. Okay, diva. Not diver. Oh, sorry, they say it's diva. Whether it's diva or super diva, whatever it is, it's only 50. Amazing of our time. 55. Or is it 60? Which other one do you have now? Okay, icon of ladies, 70. Ruth, any other one? Ata, icon. Is there a super icon? Okay, super icon, 75. Finish. is the end. Only two paragraphs. He was so and so, so and so, so and so. He died, so and so and so. May God bless his soul in peace. Finish. In 20 years, nobody ever knew that there was a... There are some names I will mention now. You never ever knew who they were. But 20 years ago, they were the movers and shakers of Nigeria. Is that what you want? Hallelujah. So there is physical power and there is physical life. Hallelujah. And if we limit ourselves to that realm, then you think that's not all the story. Amen. In physical life, there are sicknesses and diseases. Sicknesses and diseases do not enter the spirit. I hope you understand. Even marriage. They said there were seven men that married a woman. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. In the resurrection, whose wife shall she be? He said, look at you guys. So you err not knowing the scripture. For in the resurrection, that is when you go from physical to spirit. Amen. When you go from physical life to spiritual life, it's a different law. I want to tell you that there are two laws in this room. Amen. If you enter the spirit, there's one good way of entering the spirit. Where is it? This phone takes you into the spirit. Anybody that says false doctrine, please, can you disprove it? Immediately you click on the phone, you are in the spirit. Yes. And then you say store on, what's that one? OneDrive. You go to OneDrive, you have entered the spirit. Because you are storing in the cloud. Where is the computer people? Where are they? That one there? Promise. Cloud. Have you seen it? You haven't seen cloud. But it's there. That's the spirit. Amen. So, spirit has two types. So, we have gone beyond just one level of spirit. Spirit has two. Spiritual life has two. Spiritual power has two realms. Spiritual life also has two. Amen. Hallelujah. The devil has access to the spirit. If you go into the spirit, you will meet the devil. If you go in the spirit, you also meet Christ. Two of them are there. Amen. Say amen now. They are there. Hallelujah. And as Brother was saying, in the spirit there are realms. Amen. There is a lower one. That's where you find all this cloud. Man, God has opened it, and man is pushing. Right now, some people say we can never die. We can't die. Amen. We know that already. God can open it. Some science, medical science, and so on can go there. But there's a reality of the spirit. And there's a reality of that which is of God and that which is not of God. Hallelujah. So, what I'm trying to do, brethren, is to... I'm touching the mind, our mentality. When a mountain is before you, please don't only think of physical evidence. I have hypertension. They have done diagnosis. I have a diagnosis from PATCare. That is not the end of the story. Yeah, the power, the amen is not strong. Amen. Not the end. The doctor says you have 6 months to live. That's only one part of the story. Says who? Amen. But the spiritual aspect is governed by laws and principles. If you fulfill the principle and the laws, it opens for you. Amen. So, this morning is to open the door to say there is something. Amen. Now, once upon a time, a young man came. He entered the temple. He began to say something. See, there was a man that had a withered hand. Is it not so? And he brought a new power. Amen. Say, stand up upright. Stretch your hand. And he stretched his hand. Hey! He said, we have never seen it so in Israel. Do you know why? Because all the while, we only thought that it's only by physical healing. Now, you can meet a physical man. He says, all these church people, you're just praying. Do you know why? His experience is only physical. Amen. He believes in the law of seeing and touching. If I can't see it, if I can't touch it, it's not there. But is that the end of the story? Amen. So what report do you believe? What principle are you basing your life on? Hallelujah. You wake up in the morning, there is pain on your legs. Ah, I'm 40 years old, so I will soon die. Has it happened to anybody? If you don't want to raise your hand. Amen. You wake up in the morning and there is pain in your heart. Say, aha. The devil says, heart failure. You go to the internet, you type heart failure. And heart failure can happen suddenly. Symptoms, you can feel a sharp pain. Sharp pain. And it will radiate down your hand. I have radiation down my hand. And you start feeling weakness in your leg. I have weakness in my leg. Hey, heart failure. Oh, Jesus, where is my phone? Call the brethren. Please pray for me. I'm having heart failure. Hallelujah. So the internet becomes a ministry. Where is Isaac? Becomes a nurse. Where is Isaac? Becomes a nurse. Unto what? Death. Amen. Okay, here's coming. Brother, I'm preaching about internet as the nurse unto death. Amen. You have it. Remember, it is a ministry of spirit. The phone. Amen. The mind of a Satanist in California. He wakes up in the morning. His intention is to spread the spirit of lust. That is his intention. Because when he does that, he gets energy in his life. Hallelujah. That morning he has taken a cup of blood. Real blood. That's where he gets his energy. He wants more blood. And he does some things. And you are in your room. In your room of Okuta. You press internet, your mind and his mind mean chakam, you lock. And you begin to transfuse life to him. Amen. We are talking about spiritual warfare and reality. Amen. So if you're in your life, you think it's just physical, you know? It's not all physical. You know, I'm trying to say, brethren, there is a spiritual dimension. And Jesus understood it. That is the game he brought. He brought the spiritual. Amen. Example, a woman met him at the well. Say, give me water to drink. Say you, Jew, me, Samaritan, give you water. Is that true? What did Jesus say? I have water to give you that you know not of. Master, I hear you. You don't have what to draw. You are just there. You don't have well. You don't have anything. How did you get this word? Say, look, I that I speak to you, and what? I'm even well. So Jesus spoke to her by the spiritual life. She responded in the natural. He said, no. You people say that there are many places to pray, that it's only in Jerusalem. Jesus said, you don't understand. Where I am coming from, they that worship God, worshiping what? In spirit and in truth. And such God is looking for. You are going to Jerusalem. Me, I am Jerusalem. Do you understand? Example number two. Mary and Martha. Oh Lord, if you had been here, our brother had not died. Jesus said, resurrection. He said, okay Lord, they taught us in temple that resurrection is coming. In the day of resurrection, Lazarus will. But that is not addressing my problem. The man is dead. Jesus says, I that speak to you. And what? I am resurrection and alive. I don't know if it is clear. You may be in this room and you are hearing end time and you are coming to it in the natural. But brethren, there is a spiritual. And in the spirit has a law. The spirit must go to fullness. Any spiritual principle that stands must have an end. That's what Brazil was talking about. Amen. So, in the Garden of Eden, you have one little serpent. Go to the end. What do you find there? You see a dragon. Hallelujah. But that's theological. Let me make it practical. Brazil told us, you're driving your car, and you hear noise. Bukubu, 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 bukubu. Something is happening here. You have two options. Close the door. Or you say, this is a nice song. Oh. It sounds like the song from my village. You are the herald to hell. Before you know it, the next time you go to the song shop, you go to Liverpool supermarket, you look on your right, you see music. You say, hey, do you have that song that does bukubu, bukubu? They give it to you. You have carried the song to your phone and you are now playing bukubu, bukubu. Do you know where it started? It started from that sound you heard. Amen. So when the devil comes, he comes like a seed, as he told us. That spirit, that beginning of the spirit, must have a full manifest. He said that when sin comes as a thought, that when it conceives, what happens? It brings forth sin. If you want to overcome the devil, don't leave the sin. Go to the source of the sin. Okay, that's where I'm going to. Alright? Say, faith comes by and hearing. What we're doing now is just to introduce faith. Everybody in this room needs faith. And do you know that faith grows? Is that true? You go from faith to faith. There is little faith, there is great faith. Amen. A woman, Syrophoenician, Gentile, completely no hypostasis. There was no hypostasis for her. No basis. Amen. Gentile. Out. Some of you are looking for job. NNPC job. You don't know anybody. You know somebody. You want a job in Mobile. You don't know somebody. You know somebody. You're only looking at the natural. Amen. Others say, I don't know somebody. Tell them, I know somebody. Who do you know? Don't worry, I'll tell you later. You can meet him. Say, Lord, I want a job in Shell. But be careful, Lord. If you go to Shell, you will work on Sunday. We may not see you again. They will post you to Qatar. Where if you mention Christ, they cut your head off. Are you ready? Amen. Hallelujah. So, I'm trying to introduce us to a new life. It's called the Just Shall Live by Faith. It's the life of the spiritual man. I don't know who told you that a young man cannot walk by faith. Some of us have run over Nigeria as young men and we walk by faith. We went through from beginning. It's just that before 19 years, I didn't know what I was doing. But from 19, I have run over Nigeria. Amen. Hallelujah. If you are much younger, you are blessed to walk by faith. A young girl, walk by faith. Hallelujah. Young man, walk by faith. Whoever, whatever condition, a bank manager, whatever you are, walk by faith. Huh? Joseph, prince of Egypt. Is he not? Walk by faith. Daniel, greatest administrator, worked under 3 global presidents. 27 provinces. Brother, how many? 27 provinces. 120 provinces from India, subcontinent, to Persia. That is the tip of Soviet Union. Daniel was the administrator. Amen. You say administrators don't worship God. Who told you that? Amen. You can walk by faith. In whatever condition you are in, you can serve God. They say, don't pray. 3 times, he opened his window. He was connecting to heaven, receiving divine instruction to the report he was going to write, to the meeting he was going to make. When he got there, he did that meeting by the Spirit. Amen. So, brethren, we need to determine to be a people of faith, a people that walk by the Spirit. That when we are faced with challenges, our first reaction should not be natural. Now, when we come back, we'll begin to address how do we change that. Because naturally, your mind will go to natural. But you need to know how to pull it from the natural into the Spirit and keep it there. Hallelujah. Can we rise and just pray? And just bless God and respond to the word, and then we'll get ready to get to the next session. Amen. I will arise and go forth.